spake unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil olive beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually in the tabernacle of the congregation. And it shall be a statute forever in your generation.
The Eternal Light, the National Broadcasting Company, and its affiliated independent stations present The Eternal Light, a program which comes to you under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Our program today, Calloused Hands, was written by Stephen Gethers and is presented in observance of Sukkos, the Jewish Festival of Tabernacles.
There is an old saying that the sands of time erase the calluses of life. At one point, not many years ago, I prayed that this proverb would be true. Now, I don't know. Sometimes, as I look back, I think that perhaps this is one of the ills of the world. People spend half their lives getting calluses, and the other half trying to erase them. When you erase something, anything, it is gone. Forever. And you forget. If you forget, the same thing will happen to you again. It is good to keep one callus where you can see it, feel it, touch it, so that you remember.
How do you like Israel, Mr. Sokol?
Oh, beautiful. Beautiful indeed.
How does it compare with your own country, Poland?
My country is the United States, gentlemen. I'm now an American citizen.
Oh, yes, I'd forgotten. Well, how does it compare then with the United States?
I find it difficult to compare beautiful flowers. They all spring from the same earth.
Will you be with us very long?
I hope to tour your cities for as long as you'll have me. After that, the Israel Philharmonic Orchestra will probably throw me out and call for Arthur Rubinstein.
Oh, I'm afraid not, sir. What will your program consist of?
Mostly Chopin. He's my favorite. After that, Tchaikovsky, whatever I think you would like.
Ah.
Well, you've been practicing with the Philharmonic, Mr. Sokol. Has anything struck you as being distinctive about their methods?
Distinctive?
Yeah.
No, I'd say there's a sameness about their methods, just as there is in most free countries in which I've played.
And what is that, sir?
Well, I just said it. You are a free country, free to listen to whatever you choose, to play whatever you choose. A wonderful sameness.
I think Mr. Sokol's getting a little tired now, gentlemen. See you after the concert tomorrow. All right?
Thank you very much. Thank you, Mr. Sokol.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Ah, they like you, Marianne.
I like them.
Good, good. Marianne, leave your hands alone, huh? Please. You sit there rubbing your hands as if you were mixing cement. You're a pianist, not a cement mixer. Now, how can you play Chopin with calloused hands? Huh?
I can play Chopin with my elbows, Max, and Tchaikovsky.
Yeah, I know, because you are free to play Chopin and Tchaikovsky.
Yes.
The war's been over for a long time. Now, please, Marianne, it is no good to have calloused hands. What are you trying to do, rub off the scars?
Max, you're a good agent. I wish I'd had you to represent me in 1941.
Where?
In Warsaw.
Warsaw? For what?
There was a man who used to argue with me.
Why?
We didn't have the same taste in music.
Sokol! Sokol! Are you inside?
Come in, Captain Vassar.
Ah, forgive me for disturbing you before your concert. I realize it is wrong to approach an artist just before he is to play so beautifully for his Jewish friends.
And why do you do it?
Perhaps I'm insensitive. Yes, sir, let us say I am insensitive.
All right, we have said it. What do you want?
The first thing I want is for you to address me as you should when you speak to an officer of the Reich.
If I did, you would execute me.
Don't give me any ideas. Now, the Führer has been kind enough to allow me to continue your concerts here in Warsaw. For the 10th time, I will tell you that there are restrictions. I told it you last week and you disobeyed. I will tell it you now for the last time. You are a Jew. Your audience is comprised of Jews. You are a ghetto musician playing with a ghetto orchestra. Thus you will play ghetto music. Mahler, Meyerbeer, Mendelssohn. That is all. If you disobey, I am sure that we can find more useful services for you to perform with your delicate hands.
Where is your logic, Captain Wasser? All over Germany and its occupied countries, the works of these great men are banned, verboten. Yet this is all I can play.
The Führer is a great disciple of the arts, and art has no logic, Zorger.
Nor has the Führer.
You're quick with the witticisms. You should be proud to play the music of your people.
I am proud to play the music of any people.
If you are allowed to do so.
If I am allowed to do so?
This is what I am trying to impress upon you. You are not allowed. Tonight, you will play Mendelssohn. You understand? Just Mendelssohn. Nothing else. It is your penalty.
For what?
For being a Jew. You will play Jewish music until it spills from your intestines, my friend. You will rub your nose in it. Jewish music for a Jewish nose. Clear?
Clear.
Go then. Your audience awaits your genius.
Are you ready, Herr Conductor?
Yes, ready. I saw Wasser go into your dressing room.
Yes, we had a nice little talk.
He heard what you played last week?
He heard about what I played last week.
Then the concert is off.
No, Joseph. We play Mendelssohn.
Mendelssohn? But I thought, my Jan, I do not have the
score. Don't worry, Mendelssohn. And Mendelssohn it was. Wasser used to stand at the rear of the theater for the first selection, then he would leave. Tonight, he waited. Served him right. We gave him Mendelssohn, the same selection over and over again. The audience sat quietly until the piece was finished. Then they stood up and cheered. So, we played it again. And again. And again.
Again, Marianne?
If necessary. I'm watching him.
I think he will stay till the end.
So shall we.
He's getting restless, Marianne.
Fine.
But it is late. Let us stop now. Marianne, for heaven's
Wait.
Sake.
He's leaving.
What of his soldiers?
They wouldn't know Mendelssohn from Joseph Goebbels. Now. The Tchaikovsky Piano Concerto, Herr Conductor. The audience stayed for another hour while the orchestra and I played our original program. We knew, all of us, what it might mean if Wasser heard about it. We even knew that he would.
So you are heroes, Zorkov. You want to play Tchaikovsky. How is it you did not play Chopin? I understand he is your favorite.
I could not get the score.
Oh, what a pity. What happened to your friends? They've been so very busy smuggling in forbidden scores to you. Perhaps Monsieur Chopin doesn't like his music played by a Jew. Well, I think that is most undemocratic. We are not like that. We appreciate your talents. So we are going to claim you for our very own. We want you to entertain us, Zorkov, in Majdanek. You know, the concentration camp.
Achtung! We are expecting some new arrivals at the camp in a few hours. Naturally, we'll have to make room for them. You will be picked at the evening meal, after which you will fall out and load up into the trucks.
The trucks. We all knew what that meant. An ever-flowing mass of humanity moving not from one camp to another, but from one camp to the trucks, and from the trucks into an oven several miles down the road. They come, Jürgen.
God help us, Sokol, all of us.
Now listen to me. Those designated will rise immediately and go to the courtyard. There's no need to pack your clothing. You will be issued new equipment when you get to your new camp. Achtung! Hoffmann, Melitz, Mendel, Schneider, Guttmacher, Grobe, Jürgen.
Sokol.
Jürgen, my friend.
It is my name. They call my name. For what? What have I done?
What has any one of us done?
No, I will not go.
Quiet.
I will not go!
You fool! Why do you scream? Are you afraid to go where it will be comfortable and warm?
I don't want your kind of warmth. I will not go into those trucks.
Get up.
No. So God help me. I will not go into the truck.
I cannot help you, Jürgen. That is the misery of being here. I cannot help even myself.
I tell you, the trucks will go to a new camp or you will be treated even better than here. It is a promotion for you.
A promotion to the inside of an oven. So God, don't. Let them do this. I will not go. I will not go.
Pick him up. Put him in the truck.
Jürgen, my friend.
And I believe this is all. Sokol.
Yes?
Stay easy. I have a job for you. Here.
What do you want?
Since you have shown us how clever you are with your hands, I have recommended your promotion to the coal bins. You will be our foreman. You will teach the new inductees how to unload the precious coal. Well, do you hear me?
I hear you.
Now, the new men await you. Or do you think you can lead them with a shovel, or would you like to use a baton?
A baton. When I first came here, I wondered if I would ever play again. I stopped when others began to wonder if they would ever live again. While others looked to the future, I hoped for some sign of the past. I found it in, of all places, the coal bin. It is necessary to keep moving, my friends. When you have finished with one load, go directly to the next. Do not stop to speak with one another. If you are caught, it can become quite unpleasant.
Your hands, Marianne. Your beautiful hands.
Josef.
Your hands.
Josef, my dear friend, my great conductor, when did you arrive?
A little while ago. You look haggard, Marianne.
This is not exactly a resort, Josef. Why did they bring you here? You're an old man. Of what use can you be to them?
Use? Perhaps together we can give them several hours of Mendelssohn.
You can still laugh, Josef.
Yes, at them. Calluses, Marianne. Your hands are filled with calluses. How can you ever play again?
I will play. Come, sit here. I already have my calluses. Let me shovel for you.
And show them that I am useless. No, I will shovel for myself.
And he did. This old man, this wonderful old man. What bothered him more than anything were my hands, my calloused hands. A year had passed. By this time we had heard rumors that the Nazis were not doing so well on the battlefronts. We learned this from several of the replacements who came into camp. One of them was my brother, Saul.
I tell you, Marianne, they are losing the war. Throughout the country, it is all they speak of. The Allies are closing in from all sides.
How do you know this?
That is why I'm here. They said I was a troublemaker. We had a radio, several friends and I. They found us listening to the newscast from London.
You're lucky you're still alive.
Lucky? Here?
If the Allies are near, then it will not be long before we are free.
Free? I think, Marianne, that I have found my favorite word in the dictionary. Free.
But Saul was not as patient as Josef and I. Freedom was not a thing he was able to wait for. He was anxious to get out, if only to join the Allied forces. One night, he set his plan in motion.
I tell you, they'll need all the help they can get. We've got to get out of here.
You are too impatient, Saul. It is impossible.
No.
All around, there are guards just waiting for such a thing to be tried.
We have seen many shot down, or worse, because they failed.
I will not fail.
What good will you be to anyone if you are delivered to the Allies in a shroud?
I have friends. There are many in the underground who will help when I get out.
If you get out...
Saul, don't try it. Patience.
I am going, Marianne.
As you wish. When?
Tonight.
Joseph and I could not dissuade him. Yet we knew that Saul would never cross the barbed wire. He said he had a plan. We didn't want to hear it. If he was successful, we did not want to know anything which could be forced from us. Later that afternoon, we were all at work in the coal bins when the lieutenant approached our unit. He stopped near Joseph's side.
Let us move, old man. You're here to shovel coal, not to admire it.
I do as much as I can, Lieutenant.
Perhaps that is not enough. Perhaps you wish to be replaced by a new arrival?
Now, where would you find one as industrious as I? Where will you find the replacement who has the bulging biceps, the rippling muscles?
You are filled with comedy today, old-timer. Perhaps tomorrow you will not laugh so freely. There will be a detachment leaving here. By truck.
Let him alone.
Oh. The other Sokol wishes to join him. I don't blame you. It's a nice ride.
Let him alone.
Easy, Saul. So I am going, Lieutenant.
Now wait and see what tomorrow brings, old man.
Joseph. No panic. Perhaps he is merely threatening.
They do not threaten, Joseph. He means what he says. Tomorrow they will stuff you in the truck and cart you off.
Be quiet, Saul.
Joseph, perhaps you will go with Saul tonight.
Saul will not get out alive.
I say I will.
Well, certainly you cannot make it with me. My bones are too stiff to keep up with you. No, I have a better plan.
After we finished our work, Joseph went into the courtyard. We watched him as he stopped the lieutenant.
A lieutenant?
Yeah. What are you doing here, old man? You're supposed to be in your quarters.
Forgive me, but I have a suggestion to make.
A suggestion? How would you like to do? Construct a synagogue on the premises?
Nothing quite that startling.
Well, speak then.
I understand that you are being visited here by several important dignitaries who are going to look over the camp. Is that correct?
Where did you get that information?
We may be secluded, but we are not dead. We know of many things.
Indeed. What is your suggestion?
Well, there is so little for them to do here. Perhaps some music would put them in a better frame of mind when they write out their report to your superiors.
Music?
You can get instruments, I'm sure. We have a fine violinist in one of the barracks. Sokol and I would play the piano. What do you think?
I think you're trying to get into my good graces. Perhaps you're worried about the trucks tomorrow?
Perhaps. But if I get into your good graces with my suggestion, perhaps you will get into their good graces with my music.
I will speak to the Herr Commandant.
Joseph returned in a little while. He told us what he had done.
I don't understand, Joseph. What good will this do?
How do you know they will let you play?
Things have been going poorly for them. Their greatest artists are shoveling coal through the country. I don't think they will pass up the opportunity to hear some beautiful music, even if played by a Jew.
What will this accomplish?
Accomplish? Many things.
You think perhaps they will keep you on here because of it?
Perhaps. They will also reduce the guards, Saul. If you are to go tonight, it is better that your circumstances should be more favorable. Their men have been grumbling. It is conceivable that they will be allowed to attend the concert as well as the officers.
Thank you, Joseph.
My compliments.
I have spoken to Herr Commandant. You will be ready at 8 o'clock tonight. A guard will escort you to the recreation hall. You will be in clean uniform. Understood?
Oh, quite clear, Lieutenant.
I advise you to play as you have never played before. The visitors are in no mood to hear amateurs. Especially Jewish amateurs. That's all.
Well,
As usual, you were right, Joseph.
Yes. Can you still play, Marianne?
I don't know. These calluses.
You can play.
You had better. You know who one of our visitors will be?
No.
Vassar. Colonel Vassar.
Vassar, a colonel. I had not seen him for 4 years, not since he first sent me to Majdanek. That night, we were getting ready for our concert. But somehow I wasn't quite sure about anything. Saul was busily planning his escape while Yosef sat quietly, too quietly, on his cot.
I will wait until I hear the music. As soon as you start your second selection, I will crawl through the courtyard to the western barrier. The barbed wire is a little higher from the ground, so it will not be too much trouble to go under it. There are woods about 100 yards to the rear which stretch for miles. They will never find me in there. I know my way. I will make it.
I hope so, Saul.
Do not worry. When I reach my friends, we will contact the proper authorities. You will see a liberation the like of which will dazzle your eyes.
Yes.
Since when do they knock?
Ah, tonight we are artists. Come in.
Good evening. Good heavens. Time has dulled your memories. Don't tell me you've forgotten me. Perhaps it is the insignia. I am a colonel now. Vassar. Colonel Vassar. Remember?
Always, Colonel. I will always remember you.
Very gracious, Zokol. And you, Herr Conductor, how are you? Still in good health?
Oh, very well, Herr Colonel. Thank you for your concern.
Well, of course I'm concerned. After all, I feel responsible for my two old friends. As a matter of fact, just for the sake of old times, I have decided to escort you to the concert myself. Now, where else in the entire German army can you get a colonel for a guard? Isn't that nice?
Nice? It is perfect.
Well, a lovely night for music, no?
Lovely.
Lovely night. Clear. You can see every outline, every shadow. You notice, Joseph?
Yes. It does not matter.
Huh? What does not matter?
That you are a pig.
Suddenly, I knew what Yosef had in mind, what he had in mind all along.
Do not take advantage of my generosity, old man, or you will not live to play your Jewish concert.
Perhaps not. But age should never survive youth, Colonel Vassar.
Yosef, don't do it, please.
Have you lost your senses, old man?
I have regained them, fat pig of a man. Marianne, no man can survive the unholy trio near that fence. They shoot bullets of hate with deadly accuracy. I have lived too long, my young friend. I told you that once before.
Yosef! Hold! Oh, Yosef! Hold, you fool! Come on, shoot him!
Yosef.
There was no concert that night. Just as Yosef knew there would not be a concert. I was certain that he had planned it this way from the beginning. Age should never survive youth, he said. He did it for Saul. For Saul.
I'd give my life to get him back, Marianne.
That is exactly what he did not want you to do.
But he was not certain that he would go into the trucks tomorrow.
Why didn't he wait?
It didn't matter, Saul.
Yosef knew you could never get past the wall. He also knew that he could not dissuade you.
He could have lived.
He lived too long, Saul. That's what he told me several times.
And we, Marianne, have we lived too long?
Not long enough, you yourself told me. It will not be much longer before we are free. Remember, Saul, free? Your favorite word?
And Yosef's.
And Yosef. I'm happy for one thing at least. He died in the cool of the night. Vassar stayed on for several days. He came to see me.
Well, Sokol, such excitement, huh? Tell me, Sokol, will you answer a question for me?
Yes.
Why? Why did that stupid old man do what he did? He knew he did not have a chance to get away. What was the point to it?
I can't answer that, Colonel Vassa, only because you would never understand.
Well, it is ridiculous. You have been here a long while. You have seen what we can do, our strength, our might, everything. Do you still think that you can overcome force with martyrdom?
We are not martyrs, Colonel. We are people like any other people.
You are Jews.
Made of the same flesh, the same talent, the same aches, the same breath as any other man who walks. Long after you are gone, Vassa, I will be playing my piano for those who wish to hear.
You are deluding yourself.
No, you are. Even now, the Allies are breaking through your perimeters. Even now, your conquered nations are taking their flags out of mothballs so that they can wave them in your conquered faces. It is not far off. Nothing is far off, Vassa. And someday, there will be a Jewish state and Israel to build against people like you.
Dream, my friend. Dream.
It was a dream. A dream which came true. Soon after Vassa left the camp, we all did. Liberation. The Sudetenland was free. I'm an American now. I came to Israel to play, mostly Chopin, because he's my favorite. He was Joseph's favorite, too. I cannot forget him. I must not forget him. So I sit and rub my hands together. The stiffness is gone from the fingers. The scars from the coal bins have almost healed. But one callus remains. I keep it there, on my hand. I nurse it to remember what it was like. To remember that the sands of time cannot erase all the calluses of life. They run too quickly for regret, and too slowly for compromise.
If you would like a copy of today's script, please send your name and address with 10 cents to cover the cost of postage and handling to the Jewish Theological Seminary of America, 3080 Broadway, New York 27, New York. Our Eternal Light drama today, Calloused Hands, was written by Stephen Gethers and has been presented in observance of Sukkos, the Jewish Festival of Tabernacles. Featured in the cast were Roger DeCoven in the role of Sokol. Also featured were Barry Kroger, Alan Bergman, Stefan Schnabel, Louis Soren, Ed Peck, and Raymond Edward Johnson. The liturgical introduction was sung by cantor David Putterman. This is Mel Brandt. Our program was directed by Scott Buckley. This weekly program is presented under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America.